The leader of the Venezuelan opposition and presidential candidate Henry Capriles is accusing acting president Nicolas Maduro of harming the economy.
You took over the government and in 100 days you devaluated the currency by 50%. You introduced a series of economic measures, and everything you have done, you have tried to do it by hiding behind the image of the president.
Now this comes while Venezuela's ruling and opposition parties gear up for the upcoming presidential elections. Capriles, of course, the candidate of the opposition, and he will be going up against Nicolas Maduro, who's registered under the ruling United Socialist Party. Maduro was sworn in as acting president following the death of the country's leader, Hugo Chavez. His appointment has been criticized by the opposition as unconstitutional, who say it should have been the Speaker of the National Assembly, Diosdado Cabello, and not Maduro as the acting president. Maduro, though, is confident he will be chosen by the country as their next leader in the upcoming polls.
We have information that the opposition will try to sabotage with violent acts to justify a suspension of the election. But our people are clear that if the opposition stays in a campaign until April the 14th, we'll come to democracy, our people will know what to do. I'm sure in my heart that the people will choose me as president of the republic.
The election is in accordance with the Venezuelan constitution, which requires a new poll to be held within 30 days after the death of a head of state. Nicolas Maduro and Henry Capriles are the only two candidates when the voting begins. That's, of course, on the 14th of April, as we just heard.